This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. Now, down in Melbourne and a little bit chilly down there, mate.
It is a little cold. It's been great sleeping really well at night, though. No, it's nice to get under the doner.
Yeah.
And you would have had a few people, a lot of friends down there, because you spent a fair bit of time down in Victoria. A lot of friends down there, so I dare say you might have caught up with them. Maybe a tibble of a red wine would have helped you sleep as well.
Saving the red wine, but I have seen quite a few people at the games and even at training sessions, so it's been good.
Brilliant, Mike. You're talking to Muzz here, mate. Now, I want to do chat to you about your hit out last night, or yesterday. Was a great hit out, actually, against the Melbourne Phoenix. Close win in overtime, but you take plenty out of that game, Mike?
You know what? We were stoked to get the win. It's always good. You're playing to win games. Win or lose, we would have got a lot out of it just because We're really kind of early in our preseason, or at least with our imports coming in just about a week and a half ago. We haven't had a lot of prep. So it's kind of like extended training sessions here, but getting to go against NBL teams while we're doing it. So it's been great.
Look, good to see that Magic Ding scored really well. 20 points he had. DJ Newbel with the ball in his hand, 26 points. And
Kawhi Noi. Good as well.
Yeah, 13 points as well. Great start to the season for, you know, some potential stars in the team.
Yeah, it was really good. You know, DJ Newbel has come back kind of with a fire in his eye, and he's been a really good leader in what we're trying to do. And I think he's really excited about having a young group around him, and he's trying to be the guy who leads by example, and he did that for sure the other night against the Phoenix.
Now, Mike, we're only a couple of hours away from your next practice game, which is taking on Melbourne United, and look, we've got a player that played with the Taipans last year that's come out and really bagged the Cairns fans. I know that you're not going to get into a slinging match at him at all, but, you know, I think it was a little bit disrespectful the way he spoke about the Cairns Taipans fans and the franchise.
Just speaking about Mallow Trimble for all the listeners out there as well.
It's interesting. I still haven't seen what he said. I heard, you know, some of the media said something about it.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be really strange for Mello to say anything but good things about Cairns and his experience there and the people, because he loved his time there. So I don't know. It's hard for me to comment on stuff that I haven't seen. But he was great for the Taipans while he was there, and he really was interested in coming back, and I thought we had a good shot at getting him back. So it'd be fun to go against him and try to shut him down tonight.
Yeah, it's in Mallow's defense, he did come out after the media picked that up and did have some nice things to say about Cairns. So I'm a journo, I know how it works. They've probably run all over a few comments there and blown it up a little bit, but might make things a little bit interesting tonight.
No, that would never happen.
I would never said anything that wasn't researched properly, Mark.
That's right.
Yeah. Now, you come home to Cairns and you've got a couple of games, the 13th and the 15th of this month against the Brisbane Bullets. That should be a good hit out as well, with Andre over in the States at the moment. And let's talk about the Bullets for a moment. Sorry, not the Bullets, but the Boomers for the moment, because they're 3-0 to start off the World Cup. A great start for them.
Yep.
Fantastic. I mean, every one of those games is pretty much, you know, the first two especially are do or die. Like, you just never know what's going to happen if you lose a game. So they've been really good. Canada, you know, their first game, they split with them in Australia, and Canada was a tough team, and they ended up doing a great job there, and then beating Senegal and last night against Lithuania. We were here, you know, we'd had a pretty full day, so we're trying to keep our eyes awake, eyes open, and finished up watching it. What a great game. Fantastic finish.
Yeah, they've got some momentum, really, like following on from the game against the USA, and they've really taken it into this tournament.
Yeah. Well, it just, you know, takes time. Like, as much as these guys have played together over the years, they have a few new guys, and they also, you know, they go away and play their NBA games and then come back and try to get on the same page, and they're gelling, and it's just so great to see them gelling under Andre, you know, right at the right time. So hopefully they can continue that.
Yeah. Speaking of new guys, Mike, you mentioned that you've, you know, you only had really some of your imports around the squad for like 3 or 4 weeks. The round one's really approaching fast against Sydney up here. Have you even got, you know, have you got a slight idea of what your strongest lineup might look like or will look like this far out, or is it really still trying to work out how that all plays out with
well, yeah, I got, you know, I think we're getting a feel. We've only had the Americans here for 2 weeks now, or a week and a half, 2 weeks. So it really, and we haven't had them all together on the floor. Jared Kenney, obviously, is away at the World Cup, and Nate Jawai has been in and out. He just tweaked his calf a little bit, so we've been, you know, treating that with care. Just want to make sure he's fully fit and ready to go when he's going full speed. So, you know, you put the import guys in there. You know, Scott Machado at the point guard position has been really good through practice and that game.
Yeah.
DJ at the two. Kawhi Noy has been really strong at the three. Majuk Dang has been great at the four. And then you've got Cam Oliver and Nate Jawai.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in that group right there. You've got six starters, really.
Yeah.
And I don't think you can go wrong if, you know, who you start with those five. So
yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's exciting having that. And then, you know, these fantastic young guys who are playing with so much energy, you know, Anthony Fisher, Mirko Jaric coming off the bench. These guys have, you know, they're a little bit older, like they're 24, 25, so they're not freshies, but they've got energy and they play so hard and they're just trying to impress right now. George Blagojevich, Fab Kerslovic. It's just, you know, it's just fun having this young, energetic group who just go hard all the time.
Do you look at them and then just look back at the days when you played basketball? Do you reminisce and go, gee, I used to be able to do that?
Well, I used to be able to pronounce everybody's name at least. Now we're like the United Nations right now. But, yeah, I don't look like that. These guys, like, I could touch the rim, but a lot of these young guys are touching the rim with their elbow. So it's a little bit of a change in the pace of the game and also the athleticism and length. So I love it. I love being able to come out to training every day and see these, you know, energetic young athletes who play hard and are trying to impress. It's a lot of fun.
Mike Kelly from the Taipans, thank you very much. I know that you do have to get this team together for the game tonight. Thank you for spending some time with us at Fab FM here in Port Douglas. I'll see you down there at the Fish Tank either the 13th or the 14th of September when you take on the Brisbane Bullets. And thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks, Mike.
I appreciate it. We're going to have to do a live show from Port Douglas sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come up and do it for a 48-hour show or something.
Yeah. We can run it for 48 hours. We'll go to Paddy's Bar and do it from there, or maybe Rattle and Hum. We'll be able to do it from there. Thanks, Mike.
Good. All right.